Number 13 from the Department of Administration Services.
From the Director of Operations, Department of Administrative Services, submitting the Public Policy Forum Report on Milwaukee County's Water Utility. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ms. Esch, could you introduce everyone and proceed?
Julie Esch, Director of Operations from Department of Administrative Services. Here with me is Rob Haken, President of the Public Policy Forum, and David Amento is researcher with the Public Policy Forum. I'll give a little bit of an overview, if I may, and then have them present the report. The zoo interchange work that's being performed as we speak, the mitigation work, kind of forced the issue again. As you probably are aware, over the years, numerous times, the Milwaukee County and the City of Wauwatosa have discussed transferring the county's water utility from the county to the city. And the zoo interchange issue kind of forced the discussion again. And when I say forced the discussion, meaning there are redundancies in the two water systems on the county ground, city-owned and county-owned. When it actually comes to reimbursement for moving a lot of these utilities that's required from the zoo interchange project, Milwaukee County is not included, our water utility, in the state statute that allows us for the same reimbursement rate as the city of Wauwatosa, which is PSC regulated. That then in turn requires a higher cost on the part of the county and water users to relocate these water mains. It's a 50-50 split, whereas with the city of Wauwatosa, they get reimbursed 90% by the state and is a 10% local share. So this then, the city and the county decided that maybe we should have, unlike in the past, have a third party look at the advantages and the disadvantages of transferring the water system and the related costs and maybe cost savings or cost avoidance. It's preliminary report at this point. The original, it was going to be looking at the whole water system at one time. The deadlines on the zoo interchange project essentially provided us with the time to look at these seven customers. We're looking at having to have information to the DOT final plans by the end of June, or middle of end of June. So that's why we're here today, to give you this initial report.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to be here. Again, I'm Rob Haken, president of the Public Policy Forum. I'll be running through about a dozen slides that summarize the report that you have in front of you. To my right is David Amenta, who was the lead researcher on this project. Ms. Esch just succinctly described to you the background, just to add a little bit more background information to this issue. Obviously, the county water utility was developed at a time when the county grounds was occupied solely by county institutions. It made a great deal of sense for the county to be in the water utility business at that time. Today, county users only consume about 7% of the water on the county grounds. Given that county's diminished presence, as Ms. Esch explained, this issue has been discussed several times over the past 10 to 12 years. There was a report done early in the last decade by the then county comptroller, now county elected comptroller. Some preliminary work was done at that time. There were conversations. Those, however, never moved past the discussion stage. Again, the new urgency to at least contemplate this issue is the zoo interchange project, the fact that the county would need to spend some significant sums of money for new pipes to cross the new highway, which again raises the question, would a better solution be to potentially, in that case, use the city water system? And then to the extent that you would want to do that, does that call into question whether you would at least want to fathom the possibility of a complete transfer? So we were asked jointly by then-DOS Director Mr. Farley, as well as the City of Wauwatosa Administrator Mr. Archambault, to conduct an independent analysis of a possible shift in ownership for the entire facility. Our emphasis and focus on the fiscal side, we are obviously not engineers at the Public Policy Forum, but to have a third party come in and lay this out from the perspective of not necessarily what's best for the county nor what's best for the city, but what might be best for the users and for the community as a whole. That does not mean that in the end of the day, you and the city don't have to consider your own fiscal impacts and programmatic impacts. But I think from our perspective, at least, it made a good deal of sense for a third party to come in and look at this. This preliminary report only covers this small segment of the service area that would be immediately impacted by the zoo interchange project. When we took on the project, the intent at that time was just to do one report, but given the timeline and the fact that DOT was essentially informing the county that it needed to make decisions very soon, we decided to do both this preliminary report and then we will be following up this summer with a larger report on, again, the pros and cons and fiscal considerations associated with a possible transfer of the entire utility. This map just lays out for you specifically what we're talking about, the service areas. You can see the seven users there. There's both a phase one and a phase two, which I will get into in just a second. But essentially, of interest to you, in terms of these users, we do have a mix of both county and non-county users, but primarily the users that would be affected here, Children's Court, Parks Administration, Fleet Maintenance are obviously three of the county users. Research Park is sort of quasi-county. So it's the Wisconsin Lutheran, Willoway, and Community Gardens itself sort of have both a county relationship and a non-county relationship. So that's the service area and the users. In terms of phase one, so for, this, first of all, before I get into that, gets into, just so you have a better sense of these seven users and the extent to which they comprise the entire water usage at the for the utility. You can see that these seven users combined only about 1.6 million, this is cubic, out of the total of 50.8 million. So a very small percentage of the water that is being consumed at this utility is being used by these seven users. So in terms of, first of all, phase one has a more immediate timeline. Just going back quickly to the map, we're talking about the community gardens, Willoway, Parks Administration, and Wisconsin Lutheran. This is where DOT needs some answers very shortly, within the next several weeks. And in this case, because of the decision that the supplier of water to Innovation Park would be the city of Wauwatosa, there is already city capacity, more or less, to serve these users. So this was sort of considered the first phase of thinking that appeared to be relatively simple. And when we look at the costs involved, if this transfer for these four users in phase one were not to take place, then there would be the need for the county to spend about $187,000 on a new Swan Way highway crossing. In addition, a benefit that the county derives from turning these users over to the city of Wauwatosa is that there is a very near-term need to replace 6-inch water main that's serving these users that would have a much higher price tag of about $864,000. So by making this transfer, the county could eliminate the need to have to do that. So if the transfer were not to take place, the county is looking at a cost of close to $1.1 million. Now, that is not necessarily a property tax levy cost. That's a cost that would then be passed along to the users of the facility. However, because some of those users are county departments, there would be some property tax levy impact to that if the cost of water went up. The transfer to city services would produce one relatively small cost item, the relocation of a meter pit at about $885,000. So again, for phase one, the projected savings that we have identified are about $966,000. There would be a minimal impact on those four users in terms of their water rates, actually a small savings for those users in transferring over to city service. When we now look at phase two, the timeline is not quite as tight, but it is still pressing. And so again, to refresh your memory, this is phase two. We're now looking at west of US Highway 45, the Research Park, Children's Court, fleet maintenance, and again, those are the ones that we're talking about for phase two. When we look at the costs here, there would actually be two crossings of the highway that would have to occur. Here there would be cost sharing between WSDOT and Milwaukee County. The total cost, if the transfer were not to take place, to lay the new pipe would be a little bit over $1 million. You can see how that's delineated between the Wisconsin DOT and the county. If instead these users were turned over to city service, there would be a few more costs associated with those hookups, roughly $277,000, also shared between WSDOT, and we have it listed under the county cost here. I think that item still has not been determined, whether this is a county cost or a city of Wauwatosa cost, but nonetheless, a net savings in terms of transferring to city service of about $748,000. So this essentially on this slide summarizes combined, if you were to look at both option one and option two and negotiating those and getting those done together, total savings produced by the two of county versus city, about $1.7 million for the two phases. If you're curious as to what would be the impact on those users who would remain under the county water utility, what this slide shows you is the change in charges. Now, there would be an increase for remaining users if the transfer takes place, because there would now be fewer users to transfer the overall costs of the water utility. And because of the relatively small portion that would be transferred out, there would be little ability for the county to reduce its staffing, et cetera. So what this lays out is that for the remaining users, there would be somewhat of an additional cost. However, what this slide does not show and what the asterisk points out is that if instead you were to incur the cost of the construction to accommodate the zoo interchange project, then you would actually see a higher cost increase, because that cost, the $1 million or so of county cost, would then have to be spread out as part of the water utility charges. So we estimate, and this is an estimate, but we feel pretty good about it, what you're seeing on the slide represents about a 2.3% increase for remaining users. If the transfer were not to take place, then all of the users, including the seven who would stay with the county, would each see about a 4% increase in their water bills. There is...
I'm sorry, Ms. Chair. And the assumption on that is how long is it financed over, or how do you get to that assumption about what the rate has to go up to be charged out?
I looked at the average rate on county debt right now, and I believe I did a 30-year amortization.
So that's what I was curious, is whether it was sort of front end, you had to pay for it quickly, or
no.
Really, even over a long period. Okay, and then the savings one. The one where you showed the $1 million increased cost. If you were to not, if you were to stay with the, I think it's previous to that slide. If you don't make the change, that there's the $1 million. Total cost. You're saying that it then gets charged out to the existing users. In that scenario, this is just phase one. So we're only 1% of the. Is that what you were saying? We're only 1% of the usage on that.
For the four phase one users.
That's where I got tripped up. Is which thing we were talking about for phase one.
Right.
Is that scenario where we're like 0.75%, right? Because we're only $1.5 million of $50 million.
Right. So for phase one, for those users, it would be $925,000 out of $50.8 million.
Right. So we're paying the portion that would get charged to us is less than 1% of that.
Because Wisconsin.
Because we're the smallest. We're in terms of the county. I'm trying to understand the extent to which this is. It sounds like the overall is it could be a good thing, but the extent to which it's county savings is what I'm trying to understand.
Right. So what you have to look at is there's two items you need to look at.
Capital.
The county users themselves, some of whom would be transferred to the city and some of whom would remain with the county utility, what would be the impact on their water rates? There is information in the report that actually specifically lays that out. We did not put it in the slides. So generally speaking, for Parks Administration and the UW Extension Gardens and Willoway, to the extent that there's a county, more relevant would be Children's Court and the county vehicle maintenance. Those users, if they're transferred, because the city water rates are lower than the county water rates, those users would actually experience a savings. So you would get a savings not only from avoiding the new construction, but for that set of users, you would also experience a levy savings, small, in the $2,000 or $3,000 per year range. And again, it's in the report that's in front of you, but a savings. In terms of those users, BHD and others who would be staying under the county utility, under either scenario, they're going to see their water rates increase. If the switch happens to the city, we are projecting they would see about a 2.3% increase in their water bills to pay off over a period of time the debt, the $1 million or so of debt incurred to do the construction. As opposed to if the transfer does not take place, then they wouldn't take the hit from having a smaller user base, but they would take an even greater hit because of the need to amortize the construction.
Okay. And then one other question there. Wait a minute. It's on one of the next slides where it showed the cost that the county would be paying for the switch, and I didn't understand that. It was just this last one. New connection, cutting costs. So in switching to city service, we would be paying to switch to city service?
Again, we wanted to show it on a nice chart. Where it says county cost for option one clearly is a county cost. If the switch goes over to the city, again, there is a cost associated with hooking up county users to the city system. Whether that cost would be borne by the city or the county has not yet been determined,
right.
And that would be the subject of negotiation.
Okay. I mean, it seems if we're getting out of the business, we don't pay to give them the new customer. I mean, okay, but that would only if I'm right on that. That would only increase the benefit to us.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
There are a few now side issues, as I like to say, when it comes to the county, nothing is ever simple, and so whereas phase one would represent a pretty simple, clear-cut situation. Phase two is complicated a little bit by a couple of factors. The first is the West Water Tower. And again, going back to the map, you can see the West Water Tower located a little bit to the east of Highway 100. It's one of three water towers that serves the county water utility. If indeed the phase two transfer were to take place, there would be no logic in having the county retain that water tower, because that water tower would not be connected any longer to any county users. Furthermore, there would be no real reason for the county to need that excess capacity. So logically, if a phase two transfer were to take place, then a transfer of the West Water Tower should be seriously contemplated. That, of course, raises issues, not insurmountable issues by any means, but issues that would need to be negotiated. First of all, should the tower, or also the land on which the tower is located, be transferred to the city? Does there have to be a transfer of ownership? Could this be a long-term lease? So that's a set of questions. There's a question of cell tower revenue. The county is currently generating about $44,000 per year in cell phone antenna revenue from cell phone antenna that are located on the West Water Tower. Depending in part on the answer to the first question, who would get to retain that revenue and who would also get to contemplate whether additional cell phone antenna could be located on that tower? overhead storage capacity. There was a report done by Grafe in 2008 that identified capacity as a potential issue given the development plans on the county grounds. A third water tower was constructed, so that is no longer an issue. It's a question. We looked at it from our perspective. We don't think, given that the water tower really still there's plenty of capacity, even if the transfer takes place. But again, a question that would have to at least be thought about is if the county loses one of its three water towers, does that present any type of a problem in terms of, it certainly shouldn't in terms of current, but in terms of projected need in the future. So these are just issues that would have to be at least thought about. Perhaps the most pressing issue, however, is the fact that there are still roughly $757,000 of principal payments, so $757,000 of total debt remaining on a project, I believe it was to make repairs to the West Water Tower a few years ago. This does not show interest payments. We were unable to get the precise amount of interest payments, but that the comptroller's office could certainly get you that amount. So again, depending on what happens with ownership, there is a question as to whether that debt would need to be paid off immediately by the county before the tower was transferred to the city. If it's a long-term lease, does the county still continue to make those TET payments? Again, these are all issues that would have to be taken into account in contemplating this.
Another question, Chairman. So I understand the issue of how to value the water tower based on streams of income and existing debt. But the last point about the capacity question, is that an issue of whether the city would want the asset and would want to operate that asset or believes it necessary? What have we heard from them? I mean, how have, in their discussions, are they saying that is something they think they want or they have a better alternative, or how is that handled?
Yep, and you beat me to the punch, Supervisor, because, so there's an issue for the county. Hey, do we have enough storage? Again, in talking to your experts and others, we believe that isn't an issue, but still we wanted to put on the table. But, yes, there could very well be a benefit to the city of obtaining this additional capacity. So it's listed in this summary chart, which I'll get to in a second, as something that should. We have the benefit of being able to place ourselves in your shoes and also in the city of Wauwatosa's shoes, and we've actually tried to do both very diligently. From the city's perspective, it could be argued, especially if we're looking at the entire utility, well, why would we want to inherit a set of infrastructure that possibly one would deem as aging and in need of substantial investment over the next several years? So from that perspective, the city could view this somewhat as taking on a liability. Conversely, there are other pieces of this in which it could very logically be argued that the city would be obtaining an asset. And that's a key question here that's going to have to be determined. We are encouraged, watching both sides discuss our report so far, that there's opportunity to work these issues out. So we're raising them not to suggest they're insurmountable, but you are entirely correct in thinking about them from your perspective. Just very quickly, a few other issues that arise. There's the issue of sewer and stormwater. So not only does the county administer a water utility in the county grounds, but the county also essentially is in charge of sewer and stormwater. Those are charged as part of a water bill. So at this point, when we're just thinking about these seven users, again, not an insurmountable issue, but a complicating factor is by what mechanism would the county, if it is retaining responsibility for sewer and stormwater at this point for those seven users, how would it derive a way to bill those seven users for sewer and stormwater charges? The same issue arises with regard to the fire service charges. As you know, a relatively new policy by the county enacted as part of the 2012 budget was to charge the county grounds tenants for their share of the Wauwatosa fire protection charge. That is currently done via the water bill. So if there are no longer water bills for these seven users, how does the county, A, determine, and B, logistically bill for that charge? Again, not insurmountable, something we would have to add or something that you would have to think about. And finally, there are also issues from the city's perspective. The addition of the water tower in particular would add value to the value of the city water utility's physical plant. They pay a payment in lieu of taxes to city government, so it could potentially increase that payment that they would have to make to the city. Conversely, city government itself could benefit from that increased payment, so that's something to think about. Also, the way depreciation is determined could have a positive or a negative impact on the city of Wauwatosa. So just to summarize, and again, I would emphasize, we're just talking for now about these seven users, and a decision does need to be made very quickly because of the pressure of the zoo interchange construction schedule. We can summarize for you the costs and the benefits as we see them from both the city and the county perspective. From the city perspective, there's additional customer base. There's the addition, as Supervisor Lipscomb pointed out, of West Water Tower storage. There's the possible gain of cell tower revenue, though again, that doesn't have to happen that way. The county could still, if it's a land lease, retain that. And supplement the water mains in the research park. In terms of costs, there's the possibility of increased depreciation. There's the possible assumption of the debt on the West Water Tower. And there's the increased payment in lieu of taxes. From the county's perspective, there's an immediate cost avoidance of $1.4 million. There's potential additional future cost avoidance related to infrastructure replacement, minor net savings on water costs, and the possible reduction of the debt service payments. On the other side, there's the cost potentially that the county would have to incur, maybe the city, to transfer the service, the possible loss of the cell tower revenue, and the challenges with collecting fire charges, and the loss of overhead water storage. On balance, however, to water customers, I think that there is, any way you slice it, from the perspective of the water customer, there's going to be reduced water charges if this transfer takes place, and potentially improved service and reliability due to the newer water mains that the city possesses.
Okay, thank you. I think take a couple questions from committee. Supervisor Mayo, and then Supervisor Haas.
Thank you. Thank you for this presentation. But even though you stated that Milwaukee County would lose $1 million roughly if they didn't go with phase two, you also have to look at Milwaukee County would lose a number of different things, revenue. Also, Milwaukee County would have to go up, even though you keep saying and you have your numbers, that our cost of infrastructure and plus water use would go up, because we have to do that amortization over 30 years, using your words. If you look at the city of Wauwatosa, and Mr. Hinken, when you was here, we had an ongoing battle about, when you talk about fire, we've been trying to tell them to take the fire off Milwaukee County property tax and let you do that. And now we're going to give them water, and they want to continue wanting us to pay for fire and the sheriff's department. There's a lot of negotiation things that you have not brought forth of issues about the water, because it's not the first time we had a kick at this cat. And we've been trying to negotiate and say, if you want the water, take some of these things, these burdens off Milwaukee County. That's not in the report. Because even though you stated about the fire, but those are the negotiations that we've been going over and over a period of time, they have not wanted to address that because they still want to deal with that, those issues. So when we look at this report, it's a very good report that saying that some things that we can deal with, but you didn't bring a lot of the history of what we have been dealing with this water, because water is the new oil, and people want to make sure, even though at that present time, dealing with, they may have 2.3% increase. Once we give the rights to them, our rates may go up. You're not talking about the future, you're talking about right now that we may have a savings, but the people who still on that on the system, it will regardless, and you stated it in your report, theirs going to go up regardless. And the three that went off, did the Parks Department go off of our system already? Will we go into that new system with Wauwatosa? Yeah, because I know everything in that corridor said well.
The Parks Administration Building is now owned by UWM Innovation LLC. They went to the city and asked to be put on the city's water service. Correct. So, yeah, they're gone.
Thank you, Ms. Chair.
The Supervisor House?
Mr. Chairman, could I just briefly respond?
Sure, you can keep brief. He made more of a statement than a question, but sure.
Very brief. My Supervisor, without wanting to or even feeling I need to debate you, the one point I would make is to look at this in a phased approach. I think the points raised are very germane to the conversation about the transfer of the entire water utility. I think when we were looking at just these seven customers, to me at least, and as we looked at this, it's a little bit different because it's directly related to the zoo interchange and cost avoidance, and there's already infrastructure in place. So that's the only
Supervisor Mayor.
I just want to thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only thing I want to say, if you look at those seven vendors, is that Children's Hospital Freighter and Medical College, and that are those ones we're talking about switching over to?
Which one are we talking about? The seven users would be.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering if we could have a bit of a jargon decoded. The pilot.
It stands for payment in lieu of taxes, and so the city water utility is exempt from property taxes, but they essentially make a payment to the city itself for their use of services like fire, water, et cetera. Okay. Not water, fire, police,
yes.
Et cetera.
Pilot is, I'm glad it's there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a question. It seems like some of the numbers aren't don't offset with the revenue that does come in, like the cell phone tower or the cell phone tower revenue. If those numbers were in there, how much would this 1.7 figure, I guess, dwindle?
Well, again, it depends on the negotiation. So if you were to negotiate a deal where you are giving up the cell tower revenue but also need to continue to make your debt service payments, then that may not be a good deal for Milwaukee County.
Right.
Our assumption is, though, that offers a nice opportunity. There's both a revenue stream and there's a cost, and there's a potential expanded revenue stream. And there are pros and cons for you to eliminate the need to have to build this redundant infrastructure, and a benefit for them of being able to assume some increased capacity. So again, as we look at it, just for these seven, I think that this will be a much more complicated conversation when we get to the rest of the transfer. You have issues like legacy costs that you'll still have to incur that right now you're charging to your water users. There's a whole set of other issues. But from the perspective of this phase one and phase two, there would appear to be plenty of opportunity to negotiate a deal that would be a win-win for both sides. That is our assessment. Whether that ends up happening, that's going to be up to your department to work with the city of Wauwatosa to bring back a deal to you that you would agree with our assessment.
Right. And thank you for the presentation. It has some good points in it. Julie, can you speak on the administration's position on, I guess, moving forward? It seems like this is something that has to be done
right. Fairly
quickly.
If I may. We're at the point now of moving forward with negotiating with the city of Wauwatosa on the transfer of the seven customers and the lease of the West Water Tower to the city of Wauwatosa. So we're in the midst of that will be brought back to you for the June cycle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Well, obviously, I guess it seems like the Transportation Public Works Committee is just irrelevant. When was the public policy forum brought in? When did they start the study?
It was January of this year.
January. And when did you finish your report and turn into DAS, I guess?
Last month, in April.
Because I guess my problem with this whole thing is, one, you've said that, Mr. Hankin, you said the rest of the transfer, it sounds that you've already made the decision that it's to transfer the water utility to Wauwatosa without any input from Milwaukee County. you keep on referring to these as Milwaukee County's costs, but then we point out that only 7% of the water usage out at the county grounds is actually of a Milwaukee County institution, and that it should be really termed that it is the cost to the users that are out there. The million-dollar cost is not going to come out of the taxpayers of Milwaukee County. It's going to come out of the cost of the utility users out at the county grounds. You claim this is all going to lead to reduced charges, but then you can flip that by saying no matter what scenario we pick, all the users will either see a 2.3% increase or a 4% increase. So I just feel this whole thing has been totally, I guess, misrepresented to this. The negotiations that why in God's green earth would Wauwatosa negotiate a deal that's going to be in Milwaukee County's best interest? They're going to negotiate a contract that's in their best interest, and they're going to leave us with every legacy cost, every infrastructure cost, and everything else. That's just the way they are. And anybody who hasn't paid attention to Wauwatosa for the last 10 years and their actions, so I see a lot of these numbers of claims of savings that they're just not realistic. And I think the administration to come down here in May and tell us then if we don't do something, this kind of stuff is just, you're just passing the buck here. You don't want to be, you want to blame the county board. We're the ones for costing millions of dollars because you didn't do anything for the last, 18 months. And then we're told that if, I know I'm just a little editorializing.
Yeah, you are.
Well, no, the point with this, Mr. Chairman, is that we have negotiations going on with a municipality that was never authorized by Milwaukee County. You have a study that was brought in here that I think by just listening to the comments was biased from the beginning. It wasn't just we're going to come in and evaluate it. It was, like I said, they've already made up their mind they're going to transfer our utility to the city of Wauwatosa, and now we've come up with a report on how to justify it. And we're going to leave out all these variables, they're just going to negotiate like angels on the other side. And, don't forget, we got to do this all by June, and, it's May. So, if you say no, you want to be like a legitimate business, person here and do what's best in the best interest of all the utility owners, customers, I should say, will be vilified for claiming, we cost millions of dollars in duplicate systems and stuff like that. When what should have happened is we should have got our users over a year ago together of the system, we should have got together with the city of Wauwatosa, and we should have hammered out a deal that was in the best interest of everybody. But the administration sat on their hands and decides to fight a war in Madison against us rather than going and getting the reimbursement rate for utilities changed so that the city of Wauwatosa, if we had the same reimbursement rate on the Zoo Interchange project, we wouldn't even be talking about this right now. So all I say is, I don't consider this an informational report. It's just a couple expletives and then a report.
Supervisor.
Chairman, may I respond?
Just a second. Supervisor, you made some valid points here. Ms. Hash, when you bring that dollar report, make sure that you bring in all the legacy costs. Bring in everything that we're talking about when we move, because anything you change, and my committee members, remember, the new play is voted up or voted down.
Yep.
And everything that you bring in front of us might not be going to pass, because if you don't give us enough time, enough information to make a sound decision, it's not going to go that route anymore. Mr. Henkin, you say you would like to make a comment?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Again, without wishing to debate anybody, I take great umbrage at the statement that there's a bias in this report. I think anyone who listened objectively to my presentation, who objectively read the words in this report, would have a very difficult time saying that. So we can disagree, but to accuse somebody of having a bias especially an organization like the Public Policy Forum, I find quite disconcerting. Thank you.
All right. Hold on. Anybody else before I give this to Supervisor Washer? And this, you will have the. Comptroller, please. Have a comment.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the only comment that I wanted to make on this is that I've been working with the county since 1992, and the seen many of the changes that have occurred on the county grounds, and the things that are still left on the county grounds, which are still the county's responsibility, including, it, as mentioned, the water utility, stormwater utility, a sanitary sewer utility. There's still a small electrical utility that's on the grounds. We still are paying the fire protection charges. While it has been mentioned that we started billing the customers out on the grounds for the fire utility charges, only one of those customers is actually paid for those charges, and the rest remain as a receivable that has not been collected yet. And the comment that I would make is that what I've found recently in talking, after seeing this report, I had a conversation with one of the people out at the city of Wauwatosa regarding the items that are in here, a gentleman who used to work here, Mr. John Regini, who is the chief financial officer now for the city of Wauwatosa. To talk to him about the items that were in this report and about some of the utility charges and just looking at the fiscal perspective of some of the items and where they're going with them. And I think, as the report indicates, there is a lot of potential, but there are also, as the benefits and costs summary kind of says, there's some unanswered questions that are there too. I think the best thing that can be done is for the administration to do what they can to get you a report back by the following committee cycle to tell you what they've done and entered into the negotiation for the phase one and phase two portion. I would be happy to take a look at that to see if it includes all of the things, because I'm aware of all of the issues that are there or the issues that aren't related, and to give you that perspective. I think they've done, Public Policy Forum has done a good job in giving you the perspective of these two items. I mean, there are much larger perspectives related to the issues that are out there and the issues that still go on out there. And because of leases that have been entered into, going back into the 1980s, where, in essence, we can't bill them for the fire charges, and leases that, do not allow us to collect various amounts from them, that possibly the city will have a better chance of getting those charges than we can. So I'm only offering that let the administration do what they can to get a negotiated deal related to these items, bring it back to you. I'd be happy to take a look at that point. Thanks for your time to talk.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman?
Just a second. Auditor, please. Comptroller, sit right there, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Supervisor Walshaw?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I stand by everything I said earlier, but this presumption that just because we don't have a gazillion facilities out at the county grounds where we somehow don't have an interest to be out there, or that it's not in the best interest of the citizens of Milwaukee County to run the utility. We act as a buffer and for a catalyst for development. Everybody wants to look back and say, oh, look at those evil leases from the past. The fact is, you wouldn't have 30,000 jobs and all these development out there if you didn't create that lease to begin with. And the same thing with the utilities. I think, we have a problem is that we have an administration that doesn't believe in Milwaukee County, and we have a group of people in this community that think that we should just dump everything. And you know what? It's like you said, the fire charges for the hospital and a couple of the other entities that are out there. Maybe it's in our community's best interest that we pay that as Milwaukee County, instead of letting the city of Wauwatosa gouge somebody. You know, and there's a balancing act here, and just, you know, it is this bizarre individualism that they think Milwaukee County is, like, not part of the, you know, we're somehow separate. The fact is, you know, we play a very important part, and I think this goes down the wrong path. And like I said, my main objection to all of this is a total disrespectful way to deal with the county board. We're supposed to be the policymakers. You've already made a policy. Mr. Hankin, you said, you know, when the rest of the transfer takes place. I think that's a pretty determinative statement. The fact is, I didn't tell anybody to do anything about a water utility out there. And I don't even tell anybody to go negotiate with the city of Wauwatosa. And maybe, you know, like I said, bring your deal, and we'll be glad to shoot it down. And we'll be glad to tangle it up and everything so we miss every damn deadline and whatever, because we're going to take the crap anyways. Right? That's the new game in town. And you couldn't even come back here, you know, instead of going to the public policy forum, okay. They couldn't come down here and ask for, you know, to get permission so we could be prepared for this. You come in the middle of May saying if you don't get it done by June, it's all our fault. And it's that kind of stuff that is totally inappropriate. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing me in there.
All right. Supervisor Liscom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The question, I guess, maybe it's for both the comptroller and public policy forum. In terms of what information we're going to have before this decision gets made, and you know, the forum clearly bifurcated the study to look at these two pieces up front, but there's essentially phase three, the balance of the system, it sounds like, and I'm curious what information are we going to have in making the evaluation, because it's my sense that the benefits are, particularly cost avoidance and all that, is front-end loaded on these portions of the project, but legacy costs and some of these other things are going to be back-end. And so if we don't have the full picture, how are we going to be able to make this decision? And to what extent is the comptroller going to have their own analysis, or will the forum have the full report by that time? Or I'd like to understand where we think we're going to be.
Before you start, answer that. Ms. Hash, is the policy forum doing a negotiate, or yeah, man, you come to the table too. You're part of this. Don Taylor, thank you. Who's doing the negotiation? Because I know the policy forum. I'm just trying to guide this conversation. Just did this presentation on someone first. Who gave you this? Actually, to look at this, and who actually going to be putting the report together? And then please ask Supervisor Liscom, whoever, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Chair, and I'll ask Julie to pipe in as well. In terms of negotiation, clearly Rob's group is not involved in that. We are doing that directly on the administration side.
Okay. Gentlemen, can you answer Supervisor Liscom's
Supervisor, so first of all, with the risk of repeating myself, let me again emphasize that we are not going to be making a recommendation, nor have we said anything about an ultimate transfer of the water service. Completely the opposite, we are urging you to just look at this, and I have said, we will come back to you with information regarding a possible transfer of the entire utility, which I have also said I think is going to be a much more complicated endeavor than this one. What we would envision is producing a report for you, hopefully by July, that will lay out the fiscal ramifications. As we analyze it, we see there are several issues related to, again, how can you project over both the near term and the long term what the infrastructure maintenance costs are going to be, and to what extent, again, are you shifting an asset or a liability if you were to do it from the county to the city? From the county's perspective, the county has been charging a small portion of costs from DAS. There are DPW positions that would not necessarily go away if the water utility went away, that would still stay. There are legacy costs associated with all of that that is spread out to the users. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. So to me, that's the information that we want to lay out to you. We want to pinpoint those numbers. We want you to be able to see that if you were to contemplate doing this, here would be the fiscal pros, here would be the fiscal cons. The final report will not have a recommendation. And I guess my one last point is the fact that now only 7% of the users of the water utility are Milwaukee County departments is only a reason to talk about it. It is not a reason to do it. And I thought I was very clear when I said that the first time, but that's the reason. It's a rationale for looking at it again, but not necessarily a rationale for making the transfer.
Controller?
My perspective would be is that you'd need a financial analysis of these two phases and what's regarding them. However, one of the key parts of that is you need a idea of what the rates will be for the city of Wauwatosa, you know, going out the next several years, because Wauwatosa has already said that they're planning, they're at the PSC right now to get an increase in their rates. Okay, so you need to have an idea of what's happening with their rates and where they're planning to go. Mainly, they're doing some things with their rates because they're making some improvements within their own system, you know, due to that. But the one thing that the city does, you know, have is the fact that the rates they buy their water from are much, much lower than the rates we buy because of the volume that they buy and the agreement that they have. So you have to, in essence, come up with a rate. So in essence, you have to come up with a rate for these customers of what it'll be, you know, under, you know, the county for the next several years and what it would be under Wauwatosa for the next couple of years. The other big issues that you have to take a look in this is the fact of the water tower and what the impact of that will be. What is the city of Wauwatosa willing to do with the water tower versus, you know, us with the water tower? Because Wauwatosa, are they interested in the long term? Do they want that site? Do they need the area? Maybe you have a land sale issue. Maybe you have a lease for a while because we're having $40,000 of revenue that's coming off of the cell towers. You know, where's that going now? Do we want to lose that or not lose that? You know, so you got to kind of look at that perspective. But I think if you can, what you're going to get out of the perspective is really just regarding this phase one and this phase two issue, but what you're going to get an idea out of it regarding if you want to look towards the even longer term is what are the rates going to be for Wauwatosa versus the county, you know, kind of a longer term perspective of what those rates are going to be under the two perspectives. And which means those are the rates that, you know, others would pay if you went on to another phase beyond that. Is there any interest in Wauwatosa in, you know, storm, sanitary, or any of those other types of things? I mean, our storm and sanitary, the reason that there hasn't been a lot of interest in that is because we had a hospital connected to it for over 110, 120 years, and who knows what's all in there. And so there's been issues on that and regarding those types of things. So, but I think the focus has to be on the phase one and phase two, but what you're going to get out of that is an idea of what rates would be for the future if you want to look at a larger perspective.
So, let's give you the floor.
Thank you. So you think we'll have enough information about the balance of the system that we'd be left with at the time that we're making this in a month? If we're making a decision on,
you will probably still have a sanitary system. You probably still have a stormwater system, and you will still have approximately 96 to 97% of the water usage on that site, which will still be a county water utility if a change would be made. So you'll have enough perspective regarding these two phases, which is 3 to 4% of the usage, to have an idea of what that impact is on the other rate users. You know, you won't have an idea of what if the big thing changed, because that's not before you at all. I mean, to transfer the other power to do any of that, but it'll give you an idea of what's going to happen to rate customers. Right now, the way the county charges the rates for water utilities, it's based upon they get a complete coverage of their costs. So if they have a maintenance issue that occurs during the year, they'll do that maintenance issue, and the customers will cover that cost. Versus the city of Wauwatosa, who's regulated by the PSC, if they have a maintenance issue, they have to fix it, and then they hopefully have to get a rate change in the future for them. Mm-hmm. So the county can recover whatever its costs are in the year that it's there, but Wauwatosa is under a rate condition. That's why you're seeing, as in their report, that there is a savings that is occurring. But we know they're before the PSC right now to get rate changes, so we're going to give you a perspective of where the rates are going to go as a result of these. I mean, as Supervisor Weishan indicated, you know, you'll have those rates. The county can recoup those rates, but you'll have an idea of the rates for customers and what the county costs kind of be from that.
Okay, and then for the comptroller, then will you automatically be doing your own analysis and presenting it to us in terms of any proposed the value or the formulas used in arriving at any transfer, any leases, any?
I mean, the hope would be is that in the end you'll see what the county cost is. I mean, to this, you know, you have a rate coverage in that customers are covering the rates. You'll have an idea of the impact on rates. You'll have an idea of the impact of, you know, what it would be, you know, on the county. And then you also have an idea of, you know, what the total cost of the construction is and those types mm-hmm. of things. And that's what they've laid out already in their report of what the cost of the construction. You know, you can recover some of those through the rates, but you get an idea. I mean, the part that I kind of look at is you have a decision point. Because of the zoo interchange, you have a decision point right now. You have a water line that goes underneath the freeway, and you have to replace that water line underneath the freeway. That's what creates the cost. Whereas the city of Wauwatosa is coming from 100 Highway 100, you know, Mayfair Road, and giving the water. So they don't have to go through, you know, under the freeway. We have to, because all of our water comes from 87th Street and Wisconsin Avenue. That's where our water comes from.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, we'll see what kind of information we get. I, you know, the first time I was aware of this was when I saw it show up on the personal services contract list last month that we had something going on with Public Policy Forum. So it's I feel a little left out of the discussion. I don't know why this wouldn't have been a topic brought to us informationally before.
Thanks. Before you would help for a second. Do you know how much that service contract was?
$10,000.
Okay. Mr. Tyler, are you using the policy form as your analyst now to make sure that you can vent stuff out as an independent? Because I'm trying to figure out how the policy form got involved with this.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, policy form was engaged in this project prior to my confirmation, appointment and confirmation here. So I believe that the assignment started in January. So I really can't speak to my predecessor in terms of the decision process. But from my understanding, working with Policy Forum, they are a good organization to consult with on a project like this, and I support the work that they've been doing for us. And I think it's good work.
There's no question that my question was not about what they present in front of us. I have a history with that gentleman there. We go back and forth. We go back and forth in battle all the time. My question is, you are they are becoming your analysts now for certain, because this is not the first time they came and talked about certain things that the county should do. And that's what I'm trying to figure out, the role that we use in the policy forum. Supposed to be independent, even though they go out and look at stuff, and sometimes they not bring the whole, they don't put everything in the report. They put the things that we can look at, but there's a lot of questions left out.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I'm not sure if I can be as direct as you would like me to be on this, and I'll refer to Julie, but I don't see them in a role as an analyst. We contracted them very specifically for this project, and we will certainly be working internally as we're working on the negotiation and working with our analysts internally in helping determine what we might be bringing with you, to you in June.
All right.
Yes, please. The Public Policy Forum was engaged because as a third party, because if that we provided the data, the information to them, we are reviewing it. So it's not that we're not doing our own analysis, we are, but it was a third party so that the city of Wauwatosa as well as the county could feel comfortable that there wasn't, because if the city could have done it, we wouldn't have necessarily wanted them to do the analysis either. So it was a third part, independent third party.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, did they pay
half
the cost? So this is okay. Thank you.
So the city, I want to paid half.
Correct.
Okay. Sir Washon.
Thank you. Just when we talk about cost to the county, as has been stated, only 7% of the water usage out there goes to a county facility. That it's really the 93% of the water usage, and it's those customers and the impact of it. So if we spend $1 million putting a pipe underneath the freeway, it's 93% is going to be paid by the people that use that water, not just Milwaukee County. So I think that has to be looked at. And just this, Ash, I think you said earlier, I believe the construction documents have to be finalized in the beginning of June.
That's the middle to end of June.
I'm sorry.
That's the middle to the end of June.
Because I'm not quite sure how that syncs up even with both our Transportation and Public Works Committee and then the County Board, how you could get some type of appropriate analysis done and then a board vote on whatever the pleasure of the board is. Thank you.
You have a comment, Hash?
May I make a comment about the time frame and how this has moved along?
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to have had something sooner. The Zuzu interchange, as Mr. High alluded to before, the work has been incredible, the workload on staff to get to where we are. We received the Public Policy Forum report in April. It wasn't really until then that we were able to really sit down with the city to see if there was a willingness to go forward. So that's why I asked Mr. Hankin to come and present this report right away to talk about the report and where we are, where administration, I guess, is looking to go. But the timelines are just incredibly tight on all of this.
So, Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a question, and I'll start with the comptroller first. You mentioned entities not paying for their utility costs and water. Which entity does currently pay?
All of them do pay for their water, storm, sanitary, sewer. We do charge them for all of that. What was added to their bills last year in the 2012 budget was the fire charge.
Gotcha.
The city of Wauwatosa, under our agreement with them going back to the 1980s, charges us for about 80 to 90% of the cost of that fire station, which is on Watertown Plank Road near Mayfair Road. And so the county has been paying that these years. The decision that was made was to charge that through the utility fee. Most of them, however, have an agreement which indicates that they wouldn't be responsible for that charge. So we really can't charge them for it, and so therefore they're just not paying the fire protection portion of the charge. All of them are paying all of their utility bills and all of that. They're just not paying the fire protection portion of that charge.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I also have a question. When was your office made notice of, I guess, this direction to move into negotiations with Wauwatosa?
When I received, because some of the information in the report is coming from our office. I became aware of it when they were asking for some information. So I asked, why are you asking for the information? And that's when I found out that they were doing the report. So it might have been in the March, April,
gotcha.
February time frame. I can't remember when they first started with it.
Gotcha. Thank you. And I'll refer to the administration. I think you suggested January was around the time when these discussions started. Was it?
When we started working with the Public Policy Forum to provide them with data to produce their analysis.
Okay. I guess my other question is, who authorized you to negotiate or to, I guess, start this endeavor with Wauwatosa, the city of Wauwatosa?
It was the then DAS director, Pat Farley.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you.
All right, what we're going to do, we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to go with Supervisor Haas, then Supervisor Liskin. Supervisor, no, okay, you have the last comment.
All right. Thank you, Mr. I just want to follow up
on
your question.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To our guests today, I've gotten feedback from our audience that your comments, Mr. Tyler, were not audible. We could barely hear you, Ms. Ash and Scott. The mic, it's not omnidirectional, so please speak into the microphone so we can get everything on the record. Ms. Ash, could you again please state the timeline you just stated in response to Supervisor Bowen's question?
Okay. We started in January providing the Public Policy Forum with the data they needed to do their perform their analysis.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Mansky, I would like if in your report we could get a better breakdown of who uses the county water utility. The 7% number makes it sound like, oh, we can just that's easy to write off and forget about. But you know, I'd like a more explicit exact numbers. You said the 7% were county users, as I believe my colleague Supervisor Weishon mentioned. Another 93%. Yeah, who are they? And where are they? And I'd like to see that. And generally, I'm wondering also, what is the cost of not taking action on this? And is that even an option? I just want to be clear on that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Put that in your report. Supervisor, let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to follow up on the question about how this is going to proceed and how it fits with the legislative calendar. There was sort of some mention that it will be difficult, but I guess I'd like a little more clarity, because also there will be some approval process on the Wauwatosa side required. And so how is this going to fit into the June, if they have a mid-June deadline?
Carl, if I may, ask Mr. Stave so that I make sure I have the right timeline here on the PSAs.
State your name for the record and where you're from.
Carl Stavi, Facilities Management. We currently have a consultant under contract designing the relocations for the utilities that are required for the zoo interchange project. They're actually designing both options. They're under contract to design both options. We expect the bids to be in mid-July, and at that point we'll need to know which option to award, whether the county maintains providing service on the west side of 45 or the elements that need to be done to transfer to the city of Wauwatosa is what gets awarded.
I'm sorry, so where did the June deadline come in?
That was my mistake, I'm sorry. I think what I was thinking is that we wanted to get in to the mid-June TPW meeting so that we can have the approvals by the board, you know, all the sign-offs, in order to make the July. So that was my mistake.
But we won't know the numbers till July. So how are we going to make a decision in June, not knowing the numbers till July? And then when does DOT need to know what direction we're going.
The July numbers I was referring to was for, we hope to produce a report on the transfer of the entire utility. You have the numbers for the phase one and two from us that you're going to need. Now you need numbers from your department that will reflect the negotiations that they have undergone with the city of Wauwatosa.
Okay, there are a few sets of numbers. There's, there's the numbers on the negotiation. There's your numbers. There's the numbers on the bids, because they're two different scenarios. We won't have those things next month.
Chairman, supervisors, the costs that will come out of the bids is essentially what is in the report for the construction options, options one, option two, city versus county. Those are numbers that our consultant has put together, estimates for the various pieces of work that need to be done. How that all relates to whether it's a good idea or not, that's the stuff that would come from the Public Policy Forum and the Department of Administrative Service making the evaluation.
Okay, and then the other question was when will DOT, when does DOT require us to pick a lane?
Our utilities need to be relocated by December when they start construction on Watertown Plank Road. In order to do that, we've got to be out there with construction started around the 1st of August, which backs into bids being opened in July. And so we need to make the decision on what we're going to award by the middle of July in order to meet our deadline for getting the utilities relocated.
Okay. Thanks for the clarity.
All right. I think that we make sure that we have the information in front of this committee because we don't want any scandals that say that the board do not understand what's going on. And I thank Ms. Hash for asking us to put it up in front of the committee. I would like to thank Mr. Henkin for presenting a bias and non-bias report. And Mr. Henkin, you know me. And one thing to make it very clear. We might not agree all the time, but Mr. Henkin is a straightforward shooter. And I know he will continue to give us the information. We might not like it, but we should respect one another. Even when we deal with our analysts, sometimes we don't like what they bring in front of us or the department staff. But we need to respect the process. But I want to make sure that you understand. You got a report in there, I'm going to take. Please respect this committee, because the committee will work with you or work against you. Supervisor Gluskin, you have the last thing. We're going to go to item number 14. Go.
I want to suggest to move to receive and place on file so that the rest of the board is made aware of it. Otherwise, they won't see anything till June.
I think that's a good motion. We have a motion for receive and place on file so it can go to the rest of the board so they understand what's going on. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll? Receive, place on file.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Brokowski?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file is approved.
All right. Item number 14. Some